Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Darren Daly at breakfast. As you all know, we like to have guests of all shapes and sizes from all kinds of backgrounds on the show each and every day. Let's wheel in Max Hooley from Max Vinyl. Max, good to see you again. Happy New Year and all that sort of stuff.
Same to you,
first
Darren.
Of all, for those that haven't heard you on the radio before, who is Max Hooley and what do you do?
Right, I'm a vinyl record specialist and I deal in secondhand or used vinyl. I buy and sell them and I sell all around the world, post to all the outposts throughout the world. And it's just a great hobby which became a business, and it's just fueling my passion for vinyl.
Now, just to explain here, Max came in originally about 3 or 4 years ago, just when the business launched. And this is before that resurgence of vinyl. So you were kind of on the bandwagon before it all exploded. And it has exploded again in the last couple of years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. I mean, I started 20 years ago when vinyl was more or less dead. So the second-hand market was just dead, really. And since then, of course, it's become popular again. Mm. People have had their iPhones, all the 2,000 songs on their phones, which they just find boring, I suppose, because they can't actually hold anything and feel anything, and they've got nothing to actually show for it. So they've started buying vinyl records again. People have been buying record players for Christmas presents, birthday presents, then afterwards in January time, just like now, people are buying records by the score.
It's mad, isn't it, how these things have turned around? Because they are obviously a bit more cumbersome, they're a bit big and bulky, but it's you can touch it, feel it, and it's like, I don't know. I mean, I was around during the vinyl generation when I was growing up, and yes, there is, particularly as a DJ, when you rock up at a club, right, there was nothing better than turning up at a club with two record boxes, plonking them up on the side, and then you've got your 1210s there to start doing your mixing and stuff. And there's a certain romance of that,
isn't there? There is, isn't there? I used to do the same, exactly the same. Only two cases. Yeah. I had 4 or 5. But those were the days, many years ago now, but it was there, and people love to be able to see those kind of things. So people just
Why do you
them.
Think this resurgence has happened? What's brought it on, do you think?
I just think it appeals to a new generation, and therefore they want to go back and get the back catalogue of their artists. And it's something different. It may be a fad, it may be a fashion, it may go out in 5 years' time, we don't know. But at the moment, it's very, very good.
Because it's kind of retro, isn't it, to have a record player and some vinyl. And retro is really popular in all areas.
Yeah, it is. People get nostalgic about it, of course. And people who had their record collections many years ago and got rid of them for one reason or another, and they try to recapture that by buying the same album that they had 30 years ago or the same single. And they think, gosh, I remember playing that. And turning it over, playing the other side, and turning it back again, and I want to capture that. So how do I do that? Well, you go online, you go onto maxvinylrecords.co.uk, click on search, and it's there for you.
And how many records have you got in stock?
Over 20,000.
Wow. That must take some work on the website.
Well, it has done, yeah. That's why I started 20 years ago.
Yeah, of course it is.
And it's all on the website, and it's all on spreadsheets, and then they get uploaded by the webmaster.
And what sort of stuff are people asking after?
The most popular are rock albums, 70s and 80s rock, and 80s pop. Unbelievable. Just Pet Shop Boys.
Give me an
Kylie
example
Minogue.
Of. Do you put a price on something, or is it an auction on
your
website?
Oh, no, it's all price. Everything's priced.
So how do you know what somebody's going to pay for a certain song?
It's a market feel for it. There's a book which guides you, price guide book, but you've got to look at what your competitors charge as well. So if you think that it's going to get £10, well then do. I mean, my actual rule of thumb is that if they've paid £10 for it in the past, it still holds its value, and people will still buy that. Dire Straits, you know, £10 is ever such a popular buy.
Is that for a single or is that for an album?
No, an album. Yeah. Thinking of the albums, yeah.
So that's actually, you know, that's actually not bad price at all. I mean, it's, you know.
It's reasonable, very reasonable. And of course, as soon as I get some stock like that in, it tends to go out straight away.
What's the, I'm going to be really nosy now. What is one of the highest amounts somebody has paid for a song or record that you've had?
Well over £100. I sold a Led Zeppelin first pressing copy last week for £100. It went abroad, And I mean, on eBay, I've sold a lot higher than £100. But I only do eBay very rarely. Just haven't got the time. I'm too busy keeping these customers happy.
Is it a very time-consuming thing to do?
It can be. Mm. Yes, it can be. I mean, it's taken 20 years to get to where I am now. Just by collecting and listing them all.
So are you constantly on the hunt for people that have got big piles of vinyl that they don't want?
Not really, because I'm almost at capacity. Mm. People offer their collections, and if they're local, I will either go and have a look or they come to me, or I, by talking to them on the phone, I'll say, what kind of music have you got? And they'll say, oh, it's opera or it's classical. Well, I don't deal in those. So I'm a little bit cautious now over just how much I can take.
And do you sell those picture discs? Do you remember the old picture discs? They're wonderful. I used to have quite a few of those.
They're a novelty.
Yeah. People were very good, though. They were funky.
They were good. They were great for framing and putting on the wall. But and they didn't play very well. Didn't play as well as the normal.
I agree. But they looked a bit funky, didn't they? Wonderful, excellent. Well, things are obviously doing very well for you at the moment and keeping you busy. So that's good. If anybody wants to know more about Max Vinyl, what's the process? Where can we find you online?
On my website, which is maxvinylrecords.co.uk, there's a lot of information on the website. Mm-hmm. There's my biography. There's instructions how to search, etc., and it's instant search. Put in Dire Straits and all their records come up, etc., or the title of the song. You go through the process of ordering them and then paying for them securely online.
And you're based in Creech, aren't you? Is it Creech or Rushton?
Rushton, that's Rushton. But there's no shop. It's not a shop. No. There's no shop premises. So it's just
on the website.
It's purely online business.
Yeah. MaxVinylRecords.co.uk if you want to go and buy yourself some vinyl. Max, lovely to see you again.
Thank you very much, Darren.
My guest is, I was just about to call you Max Vinyl. He's Max Hooley from Max Vinyl Records.
Could be worse. It could be Maxi Vinyl.
Brilliant. Thanks for coming in to see us again, mate.
Thank you.